Oh, in Jesus' name, we come boldly to the throne of grace. And Lord, thank you again for your tender mercy to us. And Lord, I just ask you, Lord, help us to be fully purposed ones. Help us to be like those Philippian horses and just run today. God, encourage us. Spark us on, Lord Jesus. Light it up, Lord God. Give us that fiery coal, Lord Jesus, that we pant after you, Lord God. Lord, whatever we're doing, let us do it heartily unto you. Lord, thank you again that we do all things because of you. We do all things, really, by the grace of God for you. Thank you, Lord, that it's the praise to the glory of your grace, God. Let it just go up to you as a sweet-smelling sacrifice. This morning, may we be fully purposed to get into your word and to hear your word and receive from your spirit, Lord God. That is who is ministering to us today, is your spirit. Lord, thank you. Give us that ear. And I know that it's of your will to do that. Open our hearts today to receive it, Lord God. Help us to be fully purposed. Help us not to be indifferent. Help us to be open, alive, and alert, and awake. God, today is the day of your salvation. As you told us, Lord, let us make the move. We thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for every life here. Lord, thank you that we can praise your Son, Jesus. And it's in his name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. You open your Bibles today. We're going to the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And we'll begin reading from the 8th verse. That's Hebrews 11, verse 8. And it says there, by faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, he obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith, he sojourned. That means by faith he went, and by faith, by the grace of God, he endured. Praise the Lord. He went on. In that land of promise. Now listen to the land of promise here. As in a strange country. You walking in that promise that's a strange country? I am, praise God. We all are. As in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked, listen to this, for he looked for a city which hath foundations. You look up that word and it means truth. He looked for a city, praise God, which is truth, whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. Now, brothers and sisters, we've been in here a lot. Praise God. And by the grace of God, we'll be in here a lot more. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to us. And if we ever think that we've exhausted a scripture, exhausted the truth, God help us. But I'll tell you what, Abraham gets me excited. He went out not knowing where he was going. Get there. Don't think you know where you're going. Matter of fact, get that out of your mind and then you'll enjoy the journey. Praise be to God. It gets exciting. Hallelujah. And it's exciting because it's really one of the greatest expressions of faith in a life is just to trust God. Hallelujah. Just to trust God. Trusting God for everything at every turn. Trusting God that he will direct your path. Trusting God, isn't it wonderful? It's not that he'll just show you the way. We have a Savior that is the way. I am the way. And praise the Lord as we rejoiced even on Friday night. He doesn't just show you a door, open your door. I am the door. Isn't that amazing? Praise be to God. How wonderful and all complete. Again, all complete. He is. He is everything to us. Not just this guide or this, you know, one that's going to show us this or that. No, 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 no. He is it. He's the Word. Praise God. I'm the way. I'm the truth. I'm the life. I'm your door. Come unto me. Come sup with me. He's the table. He's everything. Now, but it's that 10th verse here that the Lord really hit me with. The 10th verse, brothers and sisters, it says there, for he looked for a city. Let's read that 9th verse again, kind of bringing us into that. By faith he had sojourned in the land of promises in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. And that word for, it means because. It means this was the cause of, this was the result from, because he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Brothers and sisters, verse 10 is why Abraham had that great fortitude. Verse 10 is why Abraham had that great passion, that great faith, that complete confidence in God. It was because Abraham, hallelujah, he settled in. He settled into something. He settled in, praise God, that his life and his affections were set on the things above. He abounded, praise the Lord, in the things that his eye could not see. That was his treasure. Faith was his absolute wonderful. It was the riches to him. God's got it. God's going to show me. God's going to lead me. God's got a plan. God's got perfection. God's got all these promises. And how exceeding great they are to me. And as Abraham went along with God, God just showed him how vast they were. As he moved with God, every time he went and was separated by the word of God, even from Christians and families and all that, he got to a better venue. He got to a better place. He got to a place finally. And I loved how brother was rejoicing in it the other night. Look to the north and look to the south and look to the east and look to the west. As far as thine eyes can see, it's yours. How much of this you seeing? Huh? Do you get it? He's telling you the same thing when we've got an exceeding great and better promises, more precious. But where's our vantage point? Huh? You got to get to the heights. You got to get to the depths. Praise God to see these things. Hallelujah. And this is what God had for Abraham. And like I say, he's got even a better thing for us. And this is what caused Abraham with patience to wait for it. He knew it was in the bank. He knew God had already performed it. God said it. It's so. I'll just go for a walk. And I'm sure his family, I'm sure people said, my goodness, where in the world are you going? You don't even know what you're doing. That's right, but I know God does. Isn't that wonderful? You ever have people look at you like that, like you're half-cocked? What in the world are you doing? Well, I'm trusting God. I finally am shelving myself and all my thoughts, and by the grace of God, I'm letting the mind of Christ reign. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something about the mind of Christ. It's not some defiant thing and something that people are, you're going to be belligerent and just fight with folks and kind of be ornery and mean. I've seen people get that way. Oh, I'm following God. Ooh, you are, huh? Wow, I don't think he's anywhere around here. But I'm telling you, there'll be a peace that passes understanding. There'll be a love. And brothers and sisters, the one thing about following the Lord, it'll always be according to his word. You can try to carve it out. You can try to think it's going to be this way or that. But let me tell you something. You might be able to fool some people, but you'll never fool God. God is always true to his word. God's already blessed his word. Get into the word of God. Can you imagine? You're blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Hallelujah. It's all there for us, and we thank God for that. But see, this was Abraham, and what happened to Abraham is his heart just burned with God. He loved the Lord. Thank God. He didn't need to think about it. He didn't need to contemplate. That's the thing you're going to find out about people that really went with God. They just, well, I'll go. Maybe they didn't have anything better to do. Praise God. That's the kind of person you need to be. These things don't matter. Just go. Just move. Believe it or not, all the things you think you're building here, it's all wood, hay, and stubble. You're never going to take it with you. Time and time again, we've seen this from all of those pyramids, and they were going to take their servants, their poor servants. You know, they never mind. But all of the gold and the silver and all of those things, and they were going to take into these afterworlds, it didn't go. Didn't go. The soul went. Yeah, one or two places. But brothers and sisters, we know that God tells us, set your affections on the things above. See, David got this as well too. See, Abraham on that continuing city. His heart was set, praise God, on the things that the Lord had prepared for him, his forever. David said it like this finally in Psalm 139:24. He finally got to the point, Lord, lead me in the way everlasting. Isn't that wonderful? Now think about David. See, his life wasn't about his children. See, for a moment, his life, he thought it was all about Absalom. It did. Oh, I've got to make that boy right. I love him so. And finally, that brother had to come over and slap him. You give up all these people and all these kingdom for that no good, dirty son? It's basically what he said to him. Shame on you. You got a calling of God on your life. Don't be consumed with the things that you think are good. And David realized his life wasn't even defined as being the king of Israel. It wasn't. His life wasn't defined in relationships that he thought or wealth. He finally saw it, Lord, lead me in the way everlasting. Hallelujah. Amen. That's when you're going to start living victory. You're just going to go high and low and high and low because you're basing it on happenings. I want to encourage you. I'm basing it on what's already happened. The builder and maker is God. I got a mansion over there, and it's ready. Hallelujah. I thank God. I thank God. It's all there. It's all waiting. See, Abraham's great faith, brothers and sisters, was a result of the passion. Listen to this for the end of the story. The passion for the end of the story. Think of how God is bringing us all through these things. We've been studying. Thank God we bring it up often. Genesis 24, that bride for Isaac. There's that wonderful chapter, all of those verses, 60-some verses. And you would think that it would have been about her journey to get to Isaac. But no, it's about the proposal. It's about how incredible the bridegroom is, what he's prepared for her, what he has for her, how amazing where he lives and resides and his everything that he has, it's all yours. The journey, brothers and sisters, again, is one half of one verse. That proposal went on for one day. That journey to Isaac could have been, I don't know, 3 months. The Lord's encouraging you, don't get caught up in the journey. Set your affections on things above. See, isn't that so opposite from the world? Oh, they say, oh, don't miss this and don't miss that and don't miss. Let me tell you something, miss it all. Just pass on by. I'm just a renter. Huh? Oh, I own my house, brother. Nope. I'm just a renter. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. See, Abraham wasn't caught up with things of this life. Oh, no. And he had some incredible things in his life, too. You think about the riches, the fame, the family. But see, he was enamored with what God had prepared for him. The incredible things, praise God, that were laid up in store for him. He knew it was up yonder. He knew it was in the bank. And he knew just by believing God, praise the Lord, I'm going to walk right into it someday. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. That man, praise the Lord, that brother is such an encouragement. And brothers and sisters, it's just like us. But again, as the Word of God encourages us, we got a better thing. Revelation 3:11 tells you very clearly, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Now, if you've been in this place or been in the Word of God for long, you know that your salvation is not contingent upon anything. It's assured. Everlasting life is just what it is. It's everlasting. It's not temporal. It's not conditional. You got a seed that came into your life, and it's the seed that remaineth. You can never be separated from the love of God. Isn't that wonderful? You're in Christ Jesus' hand. You're in the Father's hand. And no man can pluck them out of my hand. Praise God. And he's not going to let that happen. As a matter of fact, he can't, because God has to be true to his word. It's impossible for him to lie. So he would not go back on his exceeding great and precious promises to us. Praise be to God. But he tells you, you got a crown. And you do have a crown. And the crown is Paul's gospel. It really is. People don't understand about that crown. But that's the exalted rank of righteousness crown. And it comes from this precious message, praise God, that was given to Paul. Paul said, I got a dispensation. I have got this precious gospel story that Christ Jesus is going to have a bride. It's been typed all in the Old Testament. That, yep, that little one that was cast away, that one that didn't belong. Oh, you bring Ruth to me. You give me Esther. Oh, yes. It's the ones that had already been cast off. Vashti, you thought you had it all. I'm going to give it to one better than you. Praise be to God. Amen? Raise your hand. Thank you, Jesus. Don't you not even say I'm here. It's thank you, Jesus. It's because, see, he chose it for me. The election, praise God, in Christ. Hallelujah. He chose it for me. Now, brothers and sisters, this is wonderful stuff that his grace has elected us to this to for us. But see, we've got this crown. And as the word of God encourages us, just like he encouraged Abraham, just hold it fast. Just, again, appreciate what I've done for you. All we have to do is just to walk in it, believe it, hold it dear. God has shown us the other ones, how they thought of things that God had given them. Don't treat it as a mess of pottage. Don't treat it as something, well, I'm just going to go out now and choose with my own eyes. I'm going to go with my gut instinct. Let me tell you something. Your gut will turn you over to one thing, and that'll be a bunch of dog vomit. And that's the truth. Let me tell you something. The Word of God has promised this to us. And if you'll just walk in it, praise God. Oh, he's the deliverer that'll give it to you. Brothers and sisters, the thing that the Lord has encouraged upon my heart, it is time that our hearts truly be captivated with Jesus Christ. Captivated. Lord, help us to be captivated with these things. That our fellowship continue. Fight for this, brothers and sisters. That our fellowship continue to be in the gospel of Christ. See, the little foxes are the things that spoil the vine. The little things that get in. The little things that we think are so important. The little things that man, and it's the enemy through man, wants to plant in our lives. Trying to divide us in any way he can. Honestly, that's what these things are. Whether it's with our feelings, whether it's with our backgrounds, whether it's with the color of our skin. Whether it's with how much we have in the bank. Whether it's with, is the gym open on Tuesdays and Thursdays and Saturdays or Monday, Wednesday and Friday. It's nuts. It is. It's nuts. When we have this, and yet we're going to bicker about things that don't mean anything at all. I know they may be held very dear to you, but it is the word of the Lord. It's the word of the Lord. Set your affections on the things above. That's our precious God. And it's wonderful. We're just passing through this place. You got to know that. People getting trenched in here, they think somehow they're going to live 400 years. That was cut out a long time ago. And even those guys that really got it, like Enoch, man, he walked with God, and then God just took him. Amen. And you can say, well, my goodness, he could have lived 1,500 years. Let me tell you something. He didn't want to live one more second down here. He wanted to just go. He knew. And they didn't have all this junk today then. It was probably pretty good. I mean, you could fish everywhere. Yeah. No limit. Never mind. Now, we're strangers here. We're aliens. We need to understand this. And he's calling us home real soon. So soon. His brother quoted today, one life soon be passed, only that done for Christ will last. Thank you, Jesus, that he's performing this in us. But that's what made Abraham and his faith all victorious, brothers and sisters. That's why he went through all of those incredible things, gut-wrenching things. His wife being taken from him and a couple times. Separation from his family, told to sacrifice his son. But yet, I'll tell you what, I don't read in here that he ever got bent out of shape. I don't read in here that he ever complained or petitioned or I don't read that because that wasn't what it was about. Brothers and sisters, he wasn't moved. And why? Because his hearts, his thoughts were laid up on the continuing city. I thank the Lord for the testimony in this brother. He knew all of his brief life, all of his brief life. We're talking about the ups and the downs, the highs and the lows. God had ordered for him. God had before ordained this. Before he set a star in heaven, the word of God says he knows your life. He really does. He knows everything about you. Downsetting, uprising, all of that, hair on the head, thought afar off. But the biggest thing he knows about you is in knowing that, he knows one thing. And he's laid out one thing. The path to finish with joy for the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And I do know he wants that for you because that's his word to you. He said, I would that all men be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. And what is the full knowledge of the truth is really the full knowledge of the love of Jesus to you. That's how simple it is. How much Jesus loves you. Not just enough to save you. Oh my. Not just to save me. But to make me his own. To give me his life. To give me his spirit. To grow that life up. To be a vessel that could rule and reign jointly with him. To be glorified together with him. To give him the greatest of joy that nothing else could give him. See, that was the joy that was set before him. That's what he sees. In the fullness of Christ in you, the hope of glory, that's what he sees. That was the joy that was set before him. I'm going to have me a wife. I'm going to have my equal. I'm going to have that, my glory. And she's going to sit with me, and she's going to reign with me, and she's going to be with me, and she's going to glory with me. Why do not we want to receive that? Why do not we want to yield to that? That's the word of God. And here we are, we get to hear that. We hear that. Do you know there are only a handful of places maybe in the world right now today that hear this? This isn't some cultish thing. There isn't some, oh, we're better than anybody. That's not it. You're not hearing it if you're hearing that. It's just grace. It's grace. Now, Lord, captivate me. See, captivate me. Move me to that place at your feet. Really, God, I pray, and I have been burdened. I'm so burdened. Lord, put the blinders on our eyes to truly just to be able to see the finish line. It's so near. And he's proving in those that want it. But it's for you. It's not for the, it is for the person next to you. Don't get me wrong, the person across the way here. But it's for you. He did this for you. And he did it for you now. Not someday, not when you think it's a convenient time. He is dealing with you now. Now. See, Rebecca was dealt with right then and now. I'm confident there were going to be others that might have been down there at that time, but they were not going to take the time. They didn't want to hear another salesman. They were tired. They were busy. But God's prepared your heart. That's you. He has. He circled you out. You are so divinely precious to him. He has called you. He has chosen you. And he sees you. He sees you seated in the midst of his throne in glory with his son. Do you know that? That's what he sees for you. He doesn't see a train wreck for you. He doesn't see anything for you except the life of his son in you. And I think about how I'm so invested even in the children here and my own children. I do. I want them to live to every potential. Naturally speaking, but unto the Lord that God has given them. To protect their bodies and to protect their minds. We live in a day and an age where this world gets at them. Preaching things to them that, oh, it's okay. Well, let me tell you what okay is. It's the wide way. It's the destruction way. And it happens very quickly. how much more precise is the word of God in the way, the narrow way, into ruling and reigning with him in the midst of his throne. I got so much more to give you, but I'm just going to tell you what he wants to give you today. And he's given it to you if you'll take it. Don't delay anymore. I know we hear it time and time again, but it's getting the trumpet. You can hear it fluttering. Ones that are yielding right now, there's a groaning going on in you, and you know it. God, pray for that groaning in your life if it's not there. Come and pray. Lord, the grace is there for me to receive it. Let me just take it. Quit wrestling for something that has already been given. Didn't Jacob already give you an idea that was really nonsense to have my hip thrown all out of place when God had already given me something better? Oh, I'm going to wrestle with you, God, for this. Again, you're nuts. It's just time to settle down and believe God. Isn't it good, brother? Isn't it good, sister? Quit kicking against it. Quit walking around the promise. Quit trying to live somebody else's life. Quit trying to be in somebody when God, Christ in you, is the hope of glory, you nut. You get it? You got it all. You got his life in you. And he wants the very best. He wants that life fully grown up to him. That when you see him, yeah, you got a promise you're going to be like him, but he's got a calling on your life to be in that full measure, the stature, the fullness of him. Yeah. I see a lot of married ones out here today. You know what? I'm not trying to get personal here, but you're all around the same age. I'll get a couple letters. I don't mean to be funny, but it's true. You married somebody by God's grace that was mature. Amen. You don't go marrying a child or someone that is again caught in childish ways. Some have done that. You know that that was a mistake. Look up. Don't be looking around the church. He wants you so. He wants you. Matter of fact, he's got you, but you got to realize he's got you. See, you're apprehended. And as Paul said, that I would apprehend that of which I am apprehended. It's time. It is time. It's so time. It's my time. And I'm getting closer with him. I'm getting closer with Jesus. Things that I've been compromising in my life, because I felt I was too busy, or that's not my fight. Oh, let me tell you something. If it's in my house or my father's house, by the grace of God, I need to be a good soldier. And he's searching me. Ways and places in my life I didn't know, and you don't know either. Lord, I need that in my life too, to be everlasting. Everlasting. Every bit. Okay? It's well. But it's today. And here it is. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you and again give you all the praise. Lord, you deal with us so sweetly. And I'm so thankful we just, you know, we look to you. And Lord, again, you're the one that gives utterance, and you're the one that opens the heart. And you're the one that, again, you're the master. You're the one, you're the maestro. God, we're a precious instrument to you. We're a precious vessel, Lord God. And your hands are all over us. Help us to be still. Help us to enjoy fully, God, the fullness of life, as you said, you know. We're messing around trying to live life to its fullest with the things of this life and this world. And whether it's the young, the old, middle age, it doesn't matter. And you told us so clearly, he that loses his life for my sake will find it. Lord, you're telling us it's so clear that you really want the beauty of life. You really want the fullness of life. It's my life that lives in you. If you just let it grow up, if you just, again, walk by faith, take that step of faith. Yes, you just got to believe. You're not going to see it, but every step will be sweeter. Every step will be more joyous. Every step will be more victory. Every step will be that overcomer. Until that final step, praise God, you step right into the midst of my throne. Now, I love that, Lord, and I love you. And you're ministering and proposing to us this morning. But Lord, help us to yield to it. Indifferent we cannot be. We need to put away the childish things. We need to quit having our ears tickled with things that we think are good. We're cutting deals in our home. We're compromising truth because we think it's just going to be an easier place. God, let me go through this life and so thankful that I'm glad I did. And Lord, if I leave the familiar, if I say so long to mother and father and sister and brother, but I won your best, oh, happy am I. Give us that faith, Lord God. Give us that heart, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.